Brother and sister, the burden of this morning comes from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 2.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上我的负担是从哈巴谷书第三章第二节。
Let's turn to Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 2.
请翻到哈巴谷书第三章第二节。
Lord, I have heard the report about you, and I fear. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
耶和华啊，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华啊，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
I'll read one more time.
我再念一次。
Lord, I have heard the report about you, and I fear. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
耶和华啊，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华啊，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
When we heard the word, when we heard the report, do we have the fear in our heart?
当我们听见这些话，当我们听见这些报告的时候，在我们的心中是否有惧怕？
If the burnt offering require revive twice a day,
就是献祭的事都需要一天有两次。
In the morning and in the evening.
在早上和在晚上。
And the burnt offering need to be revived.
这献祭的事需要被复兴。
If the burnt offering needs to be revived twice a day, how much our heart will need to be revived by the Holy Spirit?
若是既然献祭的事要一天要被复兴两次，我们的心何等需要天天来被圣灵来复兴。
When we do see the condition of the world and the condition of the church, do we in our heart have this cry about revival?
当我们看见今天世界的光景，当我们看见今天教会的光景，在我们的心中是否有这样的呼声，求主复兴他的作为？
Do we have this cry in our hearts that revive your work in the midst of the years?
我们是否在我们心中有像神这样呼喊，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为？
The wrath is coming.
这个咒诅要来到。
Do we have a cry to pray, Lord, in wrath, remember your mercy?
我们是否在有这样子祷告，跟主说，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念？
Let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14.
请读历代志下第七章第十四节。
2 Chronicles chapter 7 14.
历代志下第七章第十四节。
And my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face.And turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land.
这成为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
One more, Isaiah chapter 62.
以赛亚书第六十二章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Isaiah chapter 62 verse 1.
以赛亚书第六十二章第一节。
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning.
我因锡安并不寂寞。为耶路撒冷并不牺牲，直到他的公义如光辉发出， 他的救恩如明灯发亮。
Verse 6 and 7.
第六节和第七节。
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. All day and all night, they will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves, and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不寂寞，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
That's a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一点的祷告。
Father, we are so thankful this morning we can come before you.
天父，我们感谢你，早上我们能够来到你面前。
We can enter into your presence in truth and reality.
我们能够在真实 和实际里面来进到你的同在之中。
We are so thankful that we do have a hope that is certain.
我们感谢你，我们有这个确定的盼望。
The gone through the veil.And into the Holy of Holies.
我们能够越过这幔子，进到这至圣所。
We do thank you that we have a priest who is interceding for us.
我们感谢你，我们有为这位大祭司为我们代祷。
Pouring out his grace on a daily basis into our lives.
每一天在我们的心中倾倒出他的恩典。
We do ask you this morning to revive our hearts.
今天早上我们求你来复兴我们的心。
So that we can enter in what your heart's desire.
那我们能够进入你的心意之中。
We commit this time into your mighty hands.
我们把这段时间交在你大能的手臂中。
Knowing the inability of human being to speak and to translate and to hear your words.
我们看见主，我们自己靠着自己，我们是没有办法来说、来翻译和来听。
We ask for your grace and mercy.
我们求你的恩典和怜悯。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. This morning, the burden is on this matter of revival.
今天早上我的负担就是在这复兴。
And we want to share three simple points.
我们愿意早上交通到三点。
First of all, I would like to share about what is revival.
第一点，我们要来看见什么是复兴。
There are many concepts, an idea about revival.
对复兴这件事，有许多人有不同的想法。
But we want to come to the Lord and to share about what is revival.
我们愿意来到主面前来认识什么是复兴。
Then we will discuss, we'll share about why do we need revival.
那我们还要交通到说我们为什么需要复兴。
Do we need revival?
我们是否需要复兴呢？
What are the reasons that we need God to revive us?
我们有哪些原因是我们需要神来复兴我们呢？
And finally, we would share about how do we prepare for a revival?
那最后我们就要交通到说我们如何来预备我们自己等候神的复兴。
So what is the revival?
那什么是复兴呢？
There are many different concepts about revival.
关于复兴有许多的想法。
Revival is not about a doctrine.
复兴并不是一个教条。
It's not something that you teach.
不是你所教导的。
Revival is not about a knowledge.
复兴也不是一个知识。
It's not a new kind of knowledge.
也不是一个新的知识。
Revival is not about meetings.
复兴也不是就是聚会。
Some sense they call a meeting called a revival.
有些人称为聚会是一个复兴的聚会。
Revival is not about meetings.
复兴并不是关于并不是说只是聚会。
Some say revival is a bunch of activities.
有些人说复兴是一些的活动。
Revival is not activities.
复兴不是活动。
Some say revival is about experience.
有些人说复兴乃是有些的特别的经历。
Experience the powers.
来经历那个能力。
Revival is not about experience.
复兴并不是关于这些经历。
Revival is not about a movement.
复兴也不是关于一个运动。
It's not evangelism.
也不是关于一个传福音的事。
It's not an organization.
也不是关于一个组织。
So what is revival?
那什么是复兴呢？
Revival is about the presence of God.
复兴乃是说到神的同在。
We do experience presence of God on a daily basis.
我们每一天都经历到神的同在。
But revival is about a mighty presence of God.
但是复兴是说到神大能同在。
It's manifestation of His presence in the life of His people.
乃是在他子民的生活中显明出他大能的同在。
Do you remember in the tabernacle there is a table in the tabernacle?
你记得在会幕中有一个桌子。
And on the table there are 12 loaves.
在那一张的桌子上有十二个饼。
And there's a name for those bread.
那在这个饼有一个名称。
The bread of the presence.
这个饼叫做陈设饼。
Every Sabbath, the priest will replace the stale bread with the fresh bread.
每一个安息日，祭司就要把这些旧的饼拿下来，换上新的饼。
In the tabernacle, there's always a fresh bread of the presence.
在这个会幕里面，总是有新鲜的陈设饼。
And this is the desire of our heart of the Lord.
这个是我们主的心意。
Is to have that presence of Himself.
乃是有他的同在。
We must have the presence of our Lord in our life.
我们必须在我们的生活中有神的同在。
We are not too concerned about our buildings.
我们不要顾到我们的建筑物。
We are not too concerned about our programs.
我们并不需要太注重我们的节目。
We are not too concerned about who has talent to speak.
我们也不需要注重说谁有讲道的恩赐。
But we do pay attention to the presence of our Lord in all our gatherings.
但是我们必须要注意神在我们每一个聚集中的同在。
Whether we gather to pray, whether we gather to study the Bible, we do want to see the presence of the Lord.
不管在我们聚集在一起祷告，或在我们聚集在一起来读经，我们都需要有神的同在。
During a revival, God's presence go beyond our church meetings.
在这复兴的时候，神的同在超过我们聚会里面一切的聚集。
God's presence will be everywhere.
神的同在要在每一个地方。
You will find God's presence.On the street,
你在街上看到神的同在。
You will find God's presence in the parks.
你在公园里面也能够有感觉到神的同在。
You find God's presence in the shopping centers.
你在购物中心里面也能够经历他的同在。
Even in your workplace,
就是在你的工作的地方。
Revival is about the presence of God, a mighty presence of God.
复兴乃是说到神大能的同在。
This is revival.
这是复兴。
The word revive means to live again.
这复兴这个字就是说活过来。
In other words, to make it real again.
就是换句话说就是让它成为真实。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
is Lord real to you?
神主对你是否是真实的？
Is the Christian life real to you?
基督徒的生活对你是否是真实的？
Can you smell the presence of God in your daily life?
在你每一天的生活中，你能够闻到神的同在吗？
Every time that the priest that went into that tabernacle, he smelled the fragrance of that bread.
每一次当祭司进到那会幕里的时候，他就闻到那个陈设饼的香味。
Do we have that sense?
我们有这样子的感有这样的嗅觉吗？
Can we sense that fragrance in our life?
我们能够在我们的生活中感觉到这样子的香味吗？
If we don't, we need to be revived.
若是没有，我们就需要得着复兴。
Revival is about the holiness of God.
复兴也是说到神的圣洁。
We have a song in our blue book.
在我们的蓝本诗歌本里面有一首诗歌。
And as the phrase said, for the Lord is here,And where he is holy.
他就在里面有一句话说，因为主在此，因他同在，成为圣洁。
Revival is about the holiness of God.
复兴是说到神的圣洁。
When Moses in the presence of our Lord.
当摩西在神的同在之中的时候
And Lord said, remove your sandals.
神对他说除去你的鞋子
Because you're standing on the holy ground.
因为你是站在圣地上
Whenever you encounter God,
当你每一次碰见神
you encounter holiness.
你就碰见了圣洁
Brothers and sisters, we cannot see God and stay the same.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不能够看见的神仍然活在我们原来的光景中。
If we do encounter our Lord Jesus,
若是我们真的遇见了神
，we will come under a severe conviction of our own sin.
我们就会自己我们就会在一个自己被厉害的被自己的定罪之中。
We will feel.The awesome presence of His holiness.
我们可以看，我们会在他可畏的同在之中。
Our sin will be exposed.
我们的罪恶就会被显明出来。
We will cry out in repentance.
我们就会带着悔改的心来向神呼喊。
No one will be exception.
没有任何的例外。
Every one of us.
每一个人。
If today we come into encounter our Lord Jesus.
若是今天我们都来遇见了我们的神
，We will all be cry out in repentance.
我们都会带着悔改的心来呼求神。
The prophet Isaiah saw our Lord.
以赛亚，先知以赛亚看见了我们的神。
And he has the vision of God.
他看见了神的这个异象。
And he said, "Woes to me."
他说：“祸哉，祸哉。
”For I am ruined. 灭亡了，
我灭亡了。
Because I am a man with unclean lips.
因为我有不洁净的嘴。
And I live among a people of unclean lips.
我也住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
It is remarkable for a prophet to confess that he has unclean lips.
这实在是何等的奇妙！这个先知会承认说他有个不洁净的嘴唇。
Prophet is a mouthpiece for our God.
先知乃是我们神说话的器皿。
And this prophet confessed that the lips is unclean.
但是这一位先知却承认他的嘴唇是不洁的。
And when Apostle John saw Lord Jesus,
使徒约翰看见神的时候
and he fell at his feet like a dead man.
他就伏伏在地，好像死了一样。
This is revival.
这就是复兴。
Revival is about the holiness of God.
复兴乃是说到神的圣洁。
Sometimes we feel that there's nothing that I can repent.
有时候我们觉得说，好像我们已经没有什么事可以叫悔改了。
I read the Bible every day.
我每一天都读圣经。
I pray every day.
我每一天都祷告。
I not only pray for myself, I pray for the church.
我不仅为我自己祷告，我也为教会祷告。
I serve whenever I can.
我随时服侍。
I love brothers and sisters.
我也爱我的弟兄姐妹们。
Nothing.That I need to repent for.
我实在没有可以要悔改的了。
Brother and sister, do you see the condition of the church?
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有看见教会的光景？
Do you see the condition of our country?
你有没有看见我们国家的光景？
I think we all understand that the condition of our country is very poor.
我想我们大家都看见我们国家的光景是非常的贫穷。
The spiritually, our country is in a desolate situation.
我们是在属灵的里面落在一个荒凉的光景之中。
But do you know the condition of America is only a reflection of the condition of God's people?
你知不知道这个美国今天这个光景就是说出神子民的光景。
It is God's people.
乃是说到神的子民。
You cannot separate yourself from the condition of this country.
你不能把你自己从这个国家的光景里面分开出来。
It's only a reflection.
这个乃是一个写照。
Reflect the condition of God's people.
乃是说出了我们神子民的光景。
Because we rebel against God's commandment.
因为我们背逆了神的神的诫命。
You say, Where did I rebel against God?
那你说我在哪里背逆了神呢？
我 ask you to turn to book of Malachi chapter 2.
那我就请你翻到马拉基书第三章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 2 verse 16.
我就请你翻到马拉基书第二章第十六节。
It's very clearly stated.
这里非常清楚地说出来。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 16.
马拉基书第二章第十六节。
In English translation, it's abundantly clear.
在英文的翻译里面是非常的清楚。
For I hate divorce.
神说我恨恶离婚休妻的事。
This is in the Bible, in the Malachi chapter 2 verse 16, it's abundantly clearly stated, God said, I hate divorce.
这是在马拉基书第二章第十六节里面神清楚地说出来我恨恶离婚。
But today, does God's people have the same hate for divorce?
但是今天神的子民对于这个离婚这件事有没有同样的恨恶呢？
Do we have that spirit say, well, it's common today?
还是我们有这样的心愿说，哦，这个在这今天是一个平凡的事。
There are many other things like that.
还有许多其他的事都是这样。
That God hates, but exists amongst God's people.
是神所恨恶的事，但是却在神的子民当中。
Therefore, we need to be revived.
因此，我们需要被复兴。
Revival is about the sovereignty of God.
复兴也是说到神的主权。
We all call our Lord Lord.
我们都称呼我们的主为主。
We say He is our King.
我们说他是我们的王。
But do we honor his sovereignty?
但是我们是否尊敬他的主权呢？
Do we really obey his command?
我们是否遵守他的诫命呢？
Some of you may say, well, I do. I obey, the command I know.
那有些人就说，是啊，我是遵守的，我所有知道的诫命我都遵守。
But have you obeyed the greatest command?
那你是否有遵守那个最大的诫命呢？
So what is the greatest commandment?
那最大的诫命是什么呢？
The greatest commandment is love the Lord and serve Him with all your heart and all your soul.
最大的诫命就是说爱你的神，服侍他，尽心尽意来侍奉他。
With all of our heart and with all of our soul.
我们要尽心尽性。
Have we served Him with all our heart, with all our soul?
我们是否尽心尽性来侍奉神？
If we didn't, we did not honor the sovereignty of our God.
若是没有，我们就没有遵守来尊敬他的主权。
We serve.
我们侍奉。
We love.
我们也爱。
With a partial heart.
都是只有带着一部分的心。
We seldom serve with all of our heart.
我们很少是全心的来侍奉他。
And we do not honor the sovereignty of our Lord.
因此我们就不遵守神的主
权。Because we disobey the greatest commandment.
因为我们已经不遵守了最大的诫命。
We need to be revived.
我们需要被复兴。
Revival means a restoration of God's sovereignty.
复兴乃是说出到恢复神的主权。
In revival, our heart is open to God.
在复兴的时候，我们的心就完全向神敞开。
And God can do whatever He wants.
那神就能够来做他所要做的事情。
And we will always respond, to the commandment of God, say, Yes, Lord.
那我们对神的一切的诫命，我们都说是的，主。
We often love to sing a song, and we are the clay, and you are the potter.
我们很喜欢唱一首诗歌，就说我是泥，你是窑匠。
That is only a wishful thinking.
那个只是一个我们的想法。
We can see all day long, you are the potter, I am the clay.
我们可以整天都唱说我们是泥，你是窑匠。
But the Lord can never touch us.
但是神却没有办法摸着我们。
We're not the clay that Lord can mold.
我们并不是那个泥是神可以来塑造的。
When the Lord revives us again,
当神再来复兴我们的时候，
and this will become a reality,
那这个就会成为一个真实。
We become that clay,
我们就成为了那个泥。
In the hands of the potter,
就在窑匠手里的泥。
This is revival.
这个是复兴。
Revival is about the sovereignty of God.
复兴乃是说到神的主权。
Brother and sisters, this is revival.
弟兄姐妹们，这个是复兴。
Revival is about the presence of God.
复兴是说到神的同在。
Revival is about the holiness of God.
复兴是关于到神的圣洁。
And revival is about the sovereignty of God.
复兴也是说到神的主权。
So why do we need revival?
那我们为什么需要复兴呢？
There is a scripture in book of Ezra.
在以斯拉记有一句话。
And it gives us some hint on why do we need revival.
那就给我们一点让我们看见为什么我们需要复兴。
It's in Ezra chapter 9, verse 8.
这在以斯拉记第九章第八节。
It said, But now for a brief moment, grace has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us an escaped remnant and to give us a peg in his holy place.That our God may enlighten our eyes and grant us a little reviving in our bondage.
现在耶和华我们的神暂且施恩于我们，给我们留些逃脱的人，使我们安稳如钉子钉在他的圣所。我们的神好光照我们的眼目，使我们在受辖制之中稍微复兴。
And this last phrase said, grant us A little reviving in our bondage.
在最后一句话，他就说到，使我们在受辖制之中稍微复兴。
We are in the bondage.
我们都是在受辖制之中。
We're in all kinds of bondage.
我们在许多不同的辖制之中。
And it's because of this bondage that we cannot be revived.
因着这些的辖制，所以我们不能够得到复兴。
In because of this bondage, we need God's revival work.
因着这些辖制，我们需要神复兴的工作。
And there is a very clear illustration about this in Book of Judges.
在士师记里给我们看见一个非常清楚的情形。
In Book of Judges, we saw the history of Israel.
在士师记里我们看见到以色列人的历史。
They had a very glorious beginning.
他们有一个非常荣耀的开始。
In the Book of Joshua.
在约书亚记里面。
But as we come to Book of Judges, the atmosphere It's drastically different.
但是当我们进到了士师记，我们看见整个光景完全改变了。
Because in the judges, Israelis are under bondage.
因为在士师记里面，这些以色列民是在受辖制之中。
They are a new generations.
他们有新的一代起来。
They heard about the God.
他们听说过神
But they did not have personal experience of God.
但他们却没有亲身的经历
They knew God by hearing.
他们只听见神
Even that what they heard is true.
虽然他们所听见的都是真实的
But this objective truth did not have power in their life.
但是这个客观的真实在他们的里面却不能够成没有办法带来力量。
Without power, they cannot overcome their enemies.
没有这个力量，他们就没有办法胜过他们的敌人。
Not because God was not faithful, it's because they were not faithful.
并不是因为神不信实，乃是因为他们不忠心。
They began to imitate the nations around them.
他们开始效法他们周围的列国。
They worship idols.
他们开始拜偶像。
But God allowed enemies to oppress them.
因此神就允许敌人来压迫他们
Put them under the bondage of their enemies
叫他们在他们的敌人手中受辖制
And Israel repented
那这些以色列人他们就悔改
And God raised judges to deliver them out of that bondage
所以神就兴起士师来拯救他们脱离这样的光景
Give them the time of rest and revival
把给他们国中有太平的时日
Unfortunately they departed again
可惜的是他们又离开了神
And the cycle repeat itself
那这个循环就一直继续的不断下去
And we look at those bondages that they are under in the book of Judges.
我们来看看他们在士师记里面他们所受的这些辖制。
And we can learn from them.
我们可以从这里来学习。
Because we are often under the same types of bondage.
因为许多的时候我们也是落在类似的也是同样的辖制之中。
And they first under the bondage of King Mesopotamia.
第一个他们乃是落在那个米索波大米王的辖制之中。
And this represents the world.
那这个是代表世界。
This is the bondage from this world.
这个是世界所给我们的辖制。
We are not of the world.
我们不属这世界。
And yet the world seems to come over us.
但是这个世界却笼罩着我们。
Due to our unfaithfulness to God.
乃是因着我们向神的不忠心。
When we are unfaithful, the world is very powerful.
当我们向神不忠心的时候，这个世界是非常的有力量。
If we love the world, then the love of the Father is not in us.
我们若爱世界，爱父的心就不在我们里面了。
What a sad story!
这是何等悲哀的故事。
God's people is still under the power of this world.
神的子民却是被这个世界所辖制。
Isn't it the same today?
今天岂不也是这样吗？
We're under the bondage of this world.
我们在受这个世界的辖制。
And then they came under the bondage of Moabite.
那他们又受到摩亚人的辖制。
And Moabite was related to Israel.
摩亚人是与以色列人有亲戚关系。
Moabite came from Lot.
摩亚人是从罗德而来。
Several times in the Bible spoke about the Moab'spride.
在圣经里面多次提到摩亚的骄傲。
Moabite represents the pride of the flesh.
摩亚是说到我们肉体的骄傲。
Our flesh has something called pride.
在我们的肉体里面有一个东西叫做骄傲。
And we are often under the bondage of this pride.
我们常常是落在这个骄傲的辖制之下。
When we are unfaithful to God, the prideOvercome us.
当我们向神不忠心的时候，这个骄傲就要来胜过我们。
And there are Midianites.
在那里有米甸人。
There was Abimelech.
那里有亚比米勒。
Ammonite.
有亚门人。
Philistine.
有非利士人。
They all represent different aspects of our flesh.
这些都说到我们肉体的不同的方面。
You add them together.
你把他们都加在一起。
You add Moabite, Midianite, Abimelech, Ammonite, Philistine.
你把这些米甸人、亚比米勒、亚门人、非利士人都加在一起。
You add them together.
你把它全部加在一块。
That's called self-life.
那个就是己生命。
We are under the bondage of our own self-life.
我们乃是受到我们自己的这个生命的辖制。
When we are unfaithful.
当我们不忠心的时候
，we will be very easy to fall under the bondage of our self-life.
我们就很容易落到这个己生命的辖制之中。
In Ezra,
在以斯拉记里面
，Ezra talk about another bondage.
以斯拉说到另外一个辖制。
It was Babylonian captivity.
那这是巴比伦的被掳到巴比伦去。
Babylon represents the religious world.
巴比伦乃是说到宗教的世界。
It's another kind of bondage.
这是另外一种的辖制。
And we can find a perfect example of this kind of bondage.
我们能够在圣经里面找到一个很好的例子。
We found that in gospel.
我们就是在福音书里面看到。
During Jesus' time, there was a religious system.
在主耶稣的时代里面是有一个宗教的组织
Pharisee, Scribe, Chief Priests, Elders were all part of this religious system.
法利赛人、文士、祭司长和长老们他们都是这个宗教组织的一部分。
They follow the law of Moses.
他们遵守摩西的律法。
To the letters.
他们到字句。
They kept Sabbath.
他们守安息日。
They offer sacrifice.
他们也献祭。
They kept festivals.
他们也遵守一切的节期。
They live in a religious life.
他们有一个非常有宗教性的生活。
And at the same time, they were blinded by their own system.
但是他们同样一个时候，他们却被他这个组织所蒙蔽。
Religion became their bondage.
宗教成为他们的辖制。
In the end, it's this religious world that crucified our Lord Jesus.
到了最终，是这个宗教的世界把我们的主耶稣钉在十字架上。
As early as the end of the first century, we began to see a religious system.
在第一世纪的末期，我们就看见这个宗教的组织了。
And throughout the church history, God's people were often under the bondage of religious world.
在这个教会历史里面，我们看见神的子民多次的落在这个宗教的组织的辖制之中。
In fact, the majority of the time, God's people are under this bondage, even today.
就是直到今天，神的子民还是多时候都是落在这个辖制之中。
And this is the condition of His people.
这个是神子民的光景。
We're under the bondage of this world.
我们是落在受到这个世界的辖制。
We're under the bondage of our self-life.
我们受到自己生命的辖制。
We're under the bondage of religious world.
我们受到这个宗教世界的辖制。
That's the reason we do need a revival.
这就是为什么我们需要有复兴。
To be set free.
叫我们能够得着释放。
To be set free from this world.
我们能够从这个世界中被得着释放。
To be set free from ourselves.
我们从己生命里面被得着释放。
To be set free from religion.
从这个宗教的世界里面得着释放。
So how can we prepare for a revival?
那我们如何预备我们自己来这个为着这个复兴？
And before Jesus departed.
在我们主耶稣离世以前。
And he left.With a precious word.
他留给我们一个非常宝贵的话语。
He told his disciple, you watch and pray.
他告诉他的门徒们，叫他们要警醒祷告。
So how do we prepare for a revival?
那我们怎样来预备我们的自己？
It's very simple. You watch and you pray.
就是非常的简单，就是你们警醒祷告。
You pray and you watch.
你祷告也但是也警醒。
How do we pray?
那我们怎么祷告呢？
The Second Chronicle chapter 7:14 said, And my people who are called by my name humble themselves.
在历代志下第七章第十四节就告诉我们说，这称为我名下的子民，他们自卑。
This is how we pray.
这就是我们怎么样祷告。
Humble ourselves.
乃是要自己谦卑。
We do pray a lot.
我们是常常祷告。
But howOften we pray in humility.
但是有多少的时候我们是谦卑的来祷告？
How often we pray like that tax collectors?
有多少的时候我们是像那个税吏一样来祷告？
He pray in humility.
他是在谦卑里面来祷告。
Or we pray like Pharisee.
还是我们是像那个法利赛人一样祷告？
How can we be humble?
我们怎能够来谦卑自己？
Abraham was very humble when he prayed for his son at age of 99.
在亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，他为他儿子祷告，他实在是自己谦卑自己。
When he was 55, Abraham may not be as humble as he was later.
也许当亚伯拉罕是55岁的时候，他并没有为着儿子这件事情这样子谦卑祷告。
Then,He was 65.
然后他就65岁了。
Then he was 75.
然后他就75岁了。
And he was 85.
然后他就85岁了。
And desperation grew.
然后他就开始有点着急了。
And humility grew.
这个谦卑的心也增加。
By the time he was 99.
当他到了99岁的时候。
When he came to pray for his son,He prayed in humility.
当他为着这儿子这件事情祷告的时候，他乃是真是谦卑自己。
How often that we come to pray in such a humility?
有多少时候我们是带着这样子的谦卑的心来祷告呢？
Rachel was very humble When she prayed for her barrenness,
利百加为着她自己的不能生育，她也是如此的谦卑来祷告。拉姐。
When you start praying for a child at age of 28,
当你在二十八岁的时候为着孩子来祷告的时候
，You're not going to pray in humility.
你是不会谦卑自己来祷告。
You say a few words and you know it's going to happen.
你就有献上了一些祷告，你知道一事情就会发生。
But when you pray for your child at 38.
但是当你三十八岁的时候，你来为着孩子来祷告的时候
，I don't know whether we have a sister praying for a child at the age of 38.
我不知道我们中间是不是还有姐妹在三十八岁的时候还在为着一个孩子来祷告。
When you pray at the age of 38, you begin to have that humility.
当你在三十八岁的时候，你为着要求一个孩子祷告
，Time is running out.
因为时间已经不多了
，Not much time left.
也不再有许多的时间
And we pray with humility.
因此我们就谦卑自己来祷告
And God hear those kind of prayer.
那神就来应许我们的祷告
Hannah was the same way.
哈拿也是这样子
And he wept and prayed.
他在神面前哭泣祷告
How often we pray and wept?
我们有多少时候是在神面前哭泣祷告的呢
And because he was humble.
因着他是自己是谦卑
her heart was bitter about that
他的心里面是 何等的苦
So when she entered into temple
所以当他进入那圣殿的时候
She thought about her barrenness
他看见他自己的不生育
And she prayed in humility
他就谦卑自己来祷告
Do we pray like that?
我们是否如此祷告
The reason for their humility because they recognize there's inability in themselves.
他们能够如此这样谦卑祷告乃是因为他们看见他们自己的无能
They can't do this in themselves.
在他们自己他们没有办法
They have lost hope on themselves.
他们对着自己已经完全的失去了
If we still have hope in ourselves,We will never pray in humility.
若是我们对自己仍然有盼望，我们不会带着这样的谦卑来祷告。
Desperations.
他们是何等的迫切。
Brings humility.
就带进了，谦卑。
We continue and on Second Chronicles chapter 7:14 and pray and seek my face.
在历代志下第七章第十四节继续就说到是来寻求我的面
We must pray and seek God's face
我们必须祷告寻求神的面
Do we see God's face when we pray?
在我们祷告的时候我们是否寻求神的面呢
And Psalmist said restore us cause your face to shine upon me
诗人说求主来恢复我们把你的脸光向我们照耀
So Psalmist is seeking God's face when he prayed.
当诗人就是如此的来向神祷告。
Do we see God's face when we pray?
我们是否这样子的向神来来寻求神的面来向神祷告
？Often we do not seek His face.
许多的时候我们不来寻求他神的面。
We do pray.
我们是祷告。
But we want God to do something for me.
但是我们要神来为我们做一些事情。
I remember there's a song in our hymn book.
我记得在我们的诗歌本里面有一首诗歌。
It's a great song.
这是一个非常好的诗歌。
He said, when we pray, we're moving God's hands.
他就说到我们的祷告的时候乃是来推动神的手。
It is a great truth.
这是一个非常真实的
事。When we do pray, we move the hands of God.
当我们祷告我们是来推动神的手。
But,Is this all the reason we come to pray?
这是否就是我们祷告的目的呢
Are we praying to seek His hands only?
我们是否祷告只是来寻求他的手呢
99% of our prayer is come to seek His hands.
我们99%的祷告都是来寻求神的手。
We want God to do something for me.
我们要神来为我们做些事情。
Therefore, we pray to move His hand.
因此，我们来祷告，来推动神的手。
But to prepare for revival.
但是为着要预备神的复兴
We need to seek his face
我们必须要来寻求神的面
The greatest blessing comes from his face and not his hands
我们最大的祝福是来自于神的面而不是来自于神的手
Therefore if you read those blessing the blessing in Old Testament
所以当你在读到那些旧约里面的那些祝福的时候
The blessing that priests grant to the people of Israel
当那些祭司来祝福神的子民的时候
They always say may the face shine upon you
他们都说愿神的脸面光照你
Because they knew very well the blessing come from the face of our Lord
因为他们知道说这个所有的祝福都是来自于神的面。
Have you read David's Psalms?
你有没有读到大卫的诗篇呢
？David's Psalm is basically David's prayers.
大卫的诗篇就是大卫的祷告。
But have you realized that David's prayer is very different from our prayers?
你有没有发现大卫的祷告跟我们的祷告非常的不一样
？I urge you to write down your prayers.
我鼓励你把你的祷告写下来
And compare your prayer with David's song
然后你就把你的祷告和大卫的祷告大卫的诗篇祷告来相比
You will realize David's prayer is drastically different than our prayers
然后你就会发现大卫的祷告与你的祷告是何等的不一样
And why?
为什么
Because when David prayed, he saw God's face
因为当大卫祷告的时候他乃是寻求神的面
When we pray, we see God's hands
当我们但是我们祷告的时候我们只是寻求神的手
Therefore our prayer is different than David's prayer
所以我们的祷告与大卫的祷告是何等的不一样
If you want to learn how to see God's face
若是你要学习如何寻求神的面
Read David's prayer
那你就来读大卫的祷告
Meditate David's prayer.
你来默想大卫的祷告。
Pray like David.
能够像大卫那样子祷告。
That's called seeking God's face.
那就是来寻求神的面。
Seek the Lord and His strength.
来寻求神的面，寻求他的能力。
Seek His face continually.
来持续不断的来寻求他的面。
This is the way we pray.
这就是我们。的祷告
This is the way we pray, we prepare for revival.
这就是我们应当有的祷告，来预备神的复兴。
And then to watch.
然后我们要来守望。
We have to pray and we have to watch.
我们要祷告，我们也要警醒守望。
A watchman has to know the times.
一个守望者，他必须要知道那个时刻。
And watchmen have to see the danger.
守望者也必须要知道要来的危机。
Brother and sister, do you know the time?
弟兄姐妹们，你是否知道这时刻呢
？I'm not asking you to look at the watches about the times.
我并不是要你看你的手表，看看是几点钟。
Do you know what time it is spiritually?
你是否知道在属灵上面这个是什么时候呢？
Do you know the incoming danger?
你是否知道那要来的危机呢
？Bible said, "You know how to watch the sky."
圣经上说，你知道怎么样来看天空。
If in the evening the sky is red, you will say we'll have good weather tomorrow.
你看见晚上天发红的时候，你就说天必要晴。
However, in the morning, you see the sky is red.You said there will be a storm.
然后你早上看天发红的，你就说哦，今天必有风雨。
But do we know how to discern the signs of times?
但是我们是否能够分辨，这个时代的光景呢
？If we are watchmen, we must know the times.
我们若是守望者，我们必须要来知道这个时刻。
Do we know what time it is now?
我们是否知道现今是什么时刻呢
？If we are to prepare for revival, we must know the times.
我们若是要预备神，预备自己为着神的复兴，我们必须要知道神，这个时刻。
Prophet Joel is a watchman.
约珥是一个守望者。
When you read the book of Joel,
当你读约珥书的时候
You really see a watchman there.
你实在看见一个守望者
Because he knew the time.
因为他知道那个时刻
And he knew the dangers.
他也知道要来的危机
When he wrote a book of Job.
当他写那个约珥书的时候
He said, Alas for the day, for the day of the Lord is near.
他说哀哉耶和华的日子临近了
And he will come as the destruction from the Almighty.
他说这日来到好像毁灭从全能者来到
Prophet Joel knew the time.
这先知约珥知道时间
He is a watchman.
他是一个守望者
He prayed.
他祷告
He prayed in humility.
他是谦卑的祷告
And he watched.
然后他是守望
He watched the time.
他来观看这个时间
And he told Israel that time is near.
然后他告诉以色列人说日子快到了
The day of the Lord is near.
耶和华的日子将到
It's coming.
要来了
Surely is near.
已经临近
He said that repeatedly.
他不断地来这么说
And he saw a dark cloud.
他看见那个有密云
It's a cloud of gloom.
他看见那个有幽冥的密云
He see a day of cloud and very thick darkness.
他看那日是黑暗是幽冥
And people of Israel have no idea.
但是以色列的民在那个时候没有概念。
But Joel saw it.
但是约珥看见。
And he began to pray.
他就开始祷告。
He began to preach.
他也开始来传讲。
Joel was not silent.
约珥并不是缄默无言。
Nobody can keep Joel silent.
没有一个人让约珥不说话。
Joel was like the watchman on the wall.
约珥像那个在墙上的守望者一样
No one can keep it silent
没有人能够叫他缄默
No one can keep it quiet
没有人能够叫他静默无声
Day and night he continued to tell people The day of the Lord is near
日夜他都对神的子民说耶和华的日子来到了
He had a message
他有一个信息
Because of his watching
因着他这样子的警醒
Because of his praying
因着他的祷告
So he had a message
所以他有一个信息
He said rend your heartNot the garment.
他说你要撕裂心肠不要撕裂衣服
He knew about his people.
他知道他的子民
The God's people, Israel, is very good at rend their garments.
这些以色列百姓常常要来撕裂他们的衣服
Rend their garment is a way of doing their religious duties.
这个撕裂衣服乃是他们一个宗教的活动
Whenever there's something sad happening to Israel, they rend their garments.
任何有悲哀的事情临到这些以色列人，他们就撕裂他们的衣服。
But this is different.
但是这个是不一样的。
This is about time.
这个是说到时间。
This is about imminent dangers.
这个是说到要来的难处。
And Joel has a message. Do not rend your garment only.
所以约珥说，不要仅仅撕裂你们的衣服。
Rend your heart.
乃是要撕裂你们的心肠。
Return to Lord your God.
要归向耶和华你们的神。
He is gracious and compassionate.
因为他有恩典，有怜悯。
Slow to anger.
不轻易发怒。
Abounding in loving kindness.
有丰盛的慈爱。
And relenting of evil.
并且后悔不降所说的灾。
And Joel has a message. If we return to the Lord.
约珥对我们有一个信息说，若是我们归向神。
If we rend our heart.
若是我们撕裂心肠
Maybe the Lord will return, will relent, and leave a blessing behind him.
也许神会后悔所说的灾会赐福给我们
Brothers and sisters, you see a watchman here.
弟兄姐妹们，你看见在这里有一个守望者
We need a watchman like that.
我们需要有这样子的守望者
Pray and watch.
能够警醒祷告
AndBecause of his watching and praying, he has a message.
因着他的警醒和他的祷告，他有一个信息。
And this is the right messages.
这是一个对的信息。
This is the correct messages.
这是一个正确的信息。
It's about renting our heart and not about renting our garment.
乃是要我们撕裂我们的心肠，并不是撕裂我们的衣服。
The word of God is not to rent our garment.
这神的话语并不是要叫我们撕裂我们的衣服
Even we rent our garments will be useless
就是我们撕裂我们的衣服也是没有用的
We must rent our heart
我们必须要撕裂我们的心肠
We have to return to Lord
我们必须要归向神
And look to his loving kindness
然后来仰望他的恩典
In rest remember your mercy
在 在在降灾的时候来求他纪念他的恩典。
How do we be a watchman?
我们怎样成为一个守望者？
A watchman has another responsibility.
守望者还有另外一个责任。
On one hand, the watchman will alarm God's people.
一方面，这个守望者要来警告这些神的百姓。
Will tell the people about the time and the dangers.
告诉神的百姓这个时间跟要来的灾祸。
On the other hand, the watchman will remind our Lord.
另外一方面，这个守望者也要来提醒我们的神。
To keep his promises.
来持守他的应许。
And take no rest for yourself.
然后叫他不要歇息。
So these are two responsibilities for watchmen.
这是守望者的两个责任。
Talking to people.
一个是来对神的百姓说话。
Remind God.
另外一个是来提醒神。
In the American Standard Version, there is a very special word for this.
在美国英文标准版里面，它有一个特别的字。
He used the word remembrancers.
他用这个字叫提醒者。
There, this people, his responsibility is to remember God, remind God.
这些人有一个特别的责任，就是来提醒神。
Because our God is a covenant keeping God.
因为我们的神是一个守约的神。
So whenever God remembers his promises, it is the time of revival.
每一次神来纪念他的应许的时候，就是他复兴的时候。
There is a mystery.Here.
在这里有一个一个奇妙的事。
God will not do anything if we do not remind him.
神不会做任何的事，若是我们不提醒他。
It is a mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
I cannot explain that.
我没有办法来解释。
But this is truth.
但是这是一个真实。
God will not do anything without being reminded.
若是我们不提醒他，神就不做事。
The greatest remembrancer in the Bible is Moses.
在圣经里面一个最大的提醒者就是摩西。
Remember there was a time that Israel worshiped a Baal.
你记得那个在以色列民他们在敬拜那个巴利的时候。
So Jehovah want to destroy the whole Israel.
耶和华神要毁灭所有的人。
And here come this Watchman remembrancer now, Moses.
我这里就看到那个摩西，他这个提醒者来到。
And God is very angry now.
现在神非常的愤怒。
And Moses came.
摩西就来了。
And Moses said, "Remember Abraham."
摩西就说，纪念你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、
Israel、
以色列、
Your servant、
你的仆人们。
You swore by yourself.
你曾指着自己起誓。
And said to them,
对他们说，
I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heavens.
我必使你们的后裔像天上的星那样多。
And all this land of which I have spoken, I will give to your descendants.
并且我所应许的这全地必给你们的后裔。
And they shall inherit it forever.
他们要永远承受为业。
Remember this?
你记得这些吗？
Moses remind God.
摩西来提醒神。
About the covenant he was making.
来提醒神所立的约。
And so the Lord changed his mind.
所以神就后悔。
This is a mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
I believe God never desired to destroy Israel.
因为我想神实在不愿意要来毁灭以色列。
And he want to keep his promises.
因为他要来持守他的他的应许。
But he needs someone like Moses to remind him.
但是他要需要有一个人像摩西那样子来提醒他。
This is mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
And this is marvelous things.
这是一个何等伟奇妙的事。
God put himself in the hands of a man.
神把他自己放在人的手中。
Without this person reminding him, he would not be able to do it.
若是这个人不来提醒他，他就不做。
This is something that beyond our imagination.
这实在是超越过我们所能够想象的。
A mighty God would do something like that.
这位伟大的神会这样的来做事。
He will entrust his purpose into hands of men.
他乃是把他自己的旨意，交托付给人。
And he's waiting for those remembrancers to remind him.
然后他就在等候那些提醒者来提醒他。
And Nehemiah was a great remembrancer as well.
尼希米也是一个伟大的提醒者。
When Nehemiah heard about the condition of Jerusalem,
当尼希米听到耶路撒冷的光景的时候，
he came to pray.
然后他就来到神面前祷告。
And he said, Lord, remember the word which you commanded your servant Moses.
他就说，求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话说。
If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the peoples.
你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中。
But if you return, I will gather them.
但你们若转归向我，我就必从那里们召
集。Nehemiah remind God about his promises.
尼希米来提醒神的应许。
If the people return, you will gather them.
若是他们你的子民归回你，你就必要召集他们。
God wants to gather his people.
神要召集他的子民。
But he was waiting for this remembrancer.
但是他在那里等候这一位提醒者。
David was such a good remembrancer as well.
大卫也是一个伟大的提醒者。
And the way he reminded the Lord can be an example for all of us.
他怎样提醒神能够成为我们的一个榜样。
And David said, Oh Lord, your compassion. Remember your compassion and your loving kindness.
他就求神纪念他的怜悯和他的慈爱。
This is a prayer we can all pray.
这是一个祷告，是我们每一个人都可以祷
告。Hey, remember your compassion.
我们可以求神来纪念他的怜悯。
And remember your loving kindness.
能够来纪念他的慈爱。
Brothers and sisters, this is the highest form of services that anyone can do.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们每一个人在这个世上所能够给神最高的服事。
There's nothing compared to this.
没有任何一件事情能够与这个相比。
Nothing compared to the services.
没有任何一个服事能够与这样子服事来相比。
The greatest service that any man can do is to remind our Lord of His promises.
我们人所能够做的最高的服事，就是来提醒我们神他的应许。
So this is how we prepare for revival.
这就是我们如何来预备我们的自己等候神的复兴。我们谦卑的来祷告。
We pray to seek his face.
我们来寻求他的面。
We must be a watchman.
我们必须要是一个守望者。
We will tell the times.
我们能够来说这个时间。
We will be able to see the dangers.
我们能够来看见那要来的危机。
And there will be a message for us to tell.
那我们就有一个信息能够来传述。
On the other hand, we need to remind our God.
另外一面，我们能够来提醒我们的神。
We need to remind him of his promises.
我们能够来提醒他的提醒神他的应许。
This is how we prepare for revival.
这就是我们如何来预备我们来等候神的复兴。
Brother and sister, come to a close now.
弟兄姐妹，我们到了结尾。
It's now the time for God to revive our hearts.
这个现在的时候，就是神要来复兴我们的心。
Is this the time, the Lord, to revive my heart and to revive your heart?
这个是否就是这个时刻是神来恢复神来复兴你的心，来复兴我的心呢
？It is time to be gracious to the God's people.
乃是神来施怜悯的时候。
And、this is the time the Lord will show your mercy.
这个就是神要来显明他的怜悯的时候。
It's now the time for God to set us free from the bondage of this world.
这个是否就是神来 释放我们从我们的辖从这个世界的辖制里面来释放我们的时刻呢
？No one want to be under the bondage.
没有一个人要在辖制之中。
But we do not have the power to escape.
但是我们却没有这个能力能够来逃脱。
It's now the time to ask the Lord to revive us so that we can escape from this bondage.
这个是否就是这个时候我们来求神复兴我们，叫我们能够脱离这样子的辖制呢
？It's now the time.For God to set us free from the bondage of our self-life.
这是否也是神能够来释放我们，脱离我们从己生命的辖制之中的时候呢
？In one way or the other, we're under the bondage of ourselves.
不管怎样，我们都是在我们的己生命里的辖制之中。
And we do not have the power to escape it.
我们没有这个能力能够来逃脱。
And it's the time we ask the Lord to revive us again.
这个就是我们来呼求神复兴我们的时候。
Have we been unfaithful to God?
我们是否向神不忠心？
Are we willing to be a watchman on the wall of Jerusalem?
我们是否甘愿成为耶路撒冷城墙上的守望者呢？
Are you willing to pray humbly before the Lord?
你是否愿意自卑祷告在神的面前呢？
Are we willing to see God's face?
我们是否愿意来寻求神的面呢
？We see God's hand too often.
我们多少的时候，我们寻求神的手
？Is this the time we begin to seek His face?
现在是否就是这个时候，我们要来寻求他的面呢
？Are you willing to take no rest?
你是否愿意不歇息呢
？Until He makes Jerusalem a place in the earth.
直到他让他使耶路撒冷成为可称赞的城。
Finally, what God is looking for?
最后，神在寻找什么呢
？Who is qualified to be a watchman?
谁能够成为守望者
？Who will be qualified to be the remembrancer?
谁能够成为提醒者呢
？Second Chronicle 16, chapter verse 9.
历代志下第十六章
For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his
历代志下 十六章第九节耶和华的眼目遍察全地要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人
Lord, God is looking for this kind of people
神在寻找这样子的人
whose heart is completely his
他的心是完全是归给神的。
You might say, well, why God has such a high standard?
也许你说神为什么有这样子高的标准
？You're only looking for those whose heart is completely His.
他只是寻求那一些人是心存诚实的人呢
？There is answer here.
在这里有一个答案。
Answer is Jeremiah.
这个答案是在耶利米书。
Jeremiah 32 verse 41.
耶利米书第三十二章第四十一节
God said
神说
I will rejoice over them to do them good and will faithfully plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul
神说我必欢喜施恩于他们要尽心尽意诚诚实实将他们栽于此地
When God work To bring us back to this land.
当神来工作把我们带回到这个地的时候
And God said, He's doing this with all of His heart and with all of His soul.
神乃是尽心尽意的
Can you imagine?
你能够思想吗
Can you imagine this God of the creations?
你能够想象这位创造宇宙的神
And He's telling us,He's going to bring us back to His purpose.
他在告诉我们说，他要把我们带回到他的旨意里。
And He will do this with all His heart and all His soul.
他乃是尽心尽意的。
If our God is doing this with all of His heart and all of His soul,
若是我们的神乃是尽心尽意的来成就这事
，How can we not?
我们怎能不？
How can we not to be the same way?
我们怎能够不同样的像他一样
We must serve and love Him with all of our soul and with all of our hearts.
我们必须要爱他，尽心尽意的来侍奉他。
To be that watchman.
能成为那守望者。
To be that remembrancer.
能够成为那提醒者。
To be the one prepared for this revival.
能够成为那预备自己来迎接神的复兴。
Some will say, when will the revival come?
也许有人问说，那这个复兴什么时候会来到？
Revival needs to come today.
这复兴乃是今天。
Revival must start in one's heart.
复兴必须要从在一个人的心中
开始。 We don't need to wait for a certain time and certain day.
我们不需要等候有一天或者有一个时候。
Any one of us can have that prayer today.
我们任何一个人在今天都可以有这样的祷告。
Just like Hannah or just like Rachel.
就是像哈拿像拉杰一样。
Just come into the temple and ask the Lord, revive my heart.
就是来到圣殿中向神说主复兴我的心。
And pray humbly.
那谦卑自卑的来祷
告。 Pray and seek his face.
来寻求他的面。
Pray in simplicity.
在简带着单纯简单的来到
他面前。 God will revive our hearts today.
就向他说神啊复兴我的心。就在今天。
So that we can be that watchman.
所以我们能够成为那守望者。
To bring in the revival.
能够带进这个复兴。
Without the watchman, there will be no revival.
没有守望者就没有复兴。
And the watchman must be revived first.
这个守望者必须要自己先得到复兴。
If no one is respond to God's calling to be a watchman, there will be no revival.
若是没有一个人回应神的呼召，要成为那守望者，就没有复兴。
If there's no one respond to God's calling and say, Lord, revive my heart.
若是没有一个人回应神的呼召，向他说，神啊，复兴我的心。
There will be no revival.
那就没有复兴。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿意神怜悯我们。
To call us to be that watchman.
来呼召我们成为那守望者。
Call a few of us.
来呼召我们几个人
to respond
来答应他
and say yes Lord
对他说是啊主
I will be that watchman
我愿意成为那守望者
with all my heart with all my soul
我是尽心尽意的
Let's pray
让我们来祷告
Father we thank you this morning we can come together we can fellowship upon your word
天父，我们实在感谢你。今天早上，我们能够聚集在一起，交通你的话语。
We pray that your word become a light into our heart.
我们愿你的话在我们心中成为光。
We pray the Holy Spirit will continue to whisper that calling into our heart.
我们愿意圣灵继续不断的把这样子这个呼召说在我们的心中。
So that there might be a few.That this morning are willing to respond to this calling.
所以今天早上，也许有一些人愿意起来。
And say, I want to be that watchman.
说我愿意成为那守望者。
I want to stay on the wall of Jerusalem.
我愿意站在耶和华的城墙上。
I'll take no rest ourselves.
我愿意不歇息。
And remind the Lord of His promises.
来提醒我的主，你的应许。
I will pray in humility.
我愿意自卑的来祷告。
I will seek God's face.
我愿意来寻求神的
面。On behalf of His people.
愿意为着他的子民来寻求你的面。
Father, have mercy on us.
天父，求你来怜悯我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.